are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back to Next on Scene. Who's next? Matt Frazier, television psychic medium. We are so excited to have him on today. So who is Matt Frazier? Matt is an internationally renowned psychic medium and best-selling author of The Secrets to Unblocking Your Psychic Ability. Over his dynamic career, he has conducted thousands of readings for clients around the world. Matt also performs at sold-out events across the country and has appeared on numerous television shows and media outlets. His main mission is reconnecting friends and family with the spirits of those who are no longer with us. His vibrant messages of hope, comfort, and healing have touched the lives of all who meet him, making Matt one of the most gifted, genuine psychics living today. We're so excited to have him on, so here is Matt Frazier. All right, everybody, I officially have the amazing Matt Frazier on the line. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
Good. How are you? It's great to be here with you.
So excited to have you. As I told you even before we started recording, that I've been a fan and following you for a while. So I'm so excited to share your experience with our audience and, you know, learn more about you. So tell us how you fell into the world of even becoming or knowing that you were a psychic.
So, you know, I was actually born with this gift, but I didn't realize that I was a psychic. I didn't realize that I was, you know, had a special ability or a special gift or a special talent, because it started with my grandmother, who passed on to my mom, and then in turn and passed it on to me. But you got to remember that being so young, when I was seeing and hearing the departed, I didn't realize that I too had the gift. I just thought that I was, you know, seeing and hearing ghosts. I thought everything was wrong except for me. I thought the house was haunted, or that I was just in places where ghosts were at. I didn't realize that this ability followed me place to place. And it was when I got older that I realized that I couldn't escape that. I couldn't escape the voices. I couldn't escape the visions. I couldn't escape the things that I was seeing, hearing, and experiencing. No matter where I went, it just followed me.
And you're still young. Aren't you still really young too, which is so inspiring?
You know, that's a trick question. But yeah, I'm 27 years old.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's so amazing.
And you know what? To be honest with you, I feel like that it's you know, I'm so blessed to be young, because I started my gifts when I was younger. I started doing this publicly when I was just 19, 20 years old.
Amazing.
And in some cases where mediums don't get back into it till very later on in life, and I feel like my ability is stronger because I haven't been at a time when I really, you know, was without it. Yeah, there was some, you know, teenage years where I pushed it away and, you know, I wasn't hearing, seeing, or experiencing the way that I am now. But, you know, I picked it right back up in my 20s. And when I started to do this publicly and full time, now it's been about 9-10 years I've been doing this, you know, in the public scene. I feel like it's amazing because it came back even stronger than what it was.
Wow. So can you tell us about like your first real experience of doing a reading, like what that was even like for you?
Well, you know, there's so many experiences. Like, for example, when I first started doing this, or I first started reading for close friends and family members, it really started off as, you know, when I, like, for example, when I read for friends and family, it really wasn't that serious. You know, I didn't realize how powerful my gift was because I was only 19 years old.
So, totally.
You know, my friends would come to me, my friends would come to me and be like, hey, you know, am I going to get with so-and-so over the weekend? Or, you know, is this, you know, are me and my boyfriend going to last? Do you see an engagement happening? And my family would ask me, you know, about, you know, maybe a departed grandmother or an occasional uncle that had passed, but it wasn't anything serious. It was really my clients that changed me, that really, you know, made me understand that this was a powerful gift that I could use to help others. It started with just friends and family and doing it for fun and, you know, helping them out from time to time with these visions. But then when I started going to, when I started doing this publicly and I opened up, you know, to clientele and I started to read adults at, you know, adult places or house parties or things like that, way, way back in the day, they had more serious questions. They wanted to know about their child that had passed. They wanted to know about, you know, an illness that they were going through, if they were going to get treatment, if it was going to, you know, if they were going to be able to make it through it, if the treatment was going to work. They were going through divorces. They wanted to know what was going to happen to the children, you know, if everything was going to work out. So that's what ended up happening. And it was crazy because, you know, I realized at that moment when people would come to me and they really needed help and they really needed these answers, that I had to learn more about my gift. I had to really get my PhD in the realm of psychic ability so that I could use this to help them and to be there for them. So my clients changed me in a good way. And now it's amazing because I feel like I've used this gift to help so many people. It's my mission to share it with the world. I've spoken to people who have lost children in the Sandy Hook tragedy. I've spoken to people who have lost loved ones in 9/11. I've spoken to people who were at the Boston Marathon. It's unbelievable how just one message from heaven can heal even the deepest pain and the deepest emotions and, you know, so much sadness that we carry with us every day, because our loved ones on the other side, they want to see us happy. They want to see us enjoying life. And they want us to know that it's okay to move on, that we don't have to stay stuck in a world where we feel sad or alone because of their passing. It's okay to live life. It's okay to celebrate again in knowing that they're there and with us.
What a great take on a way to look at things when people pass, to look at it from a different perspective. So my next question is obviously, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, really inspiring to even open up at such a young age. I mean, I really feel like that's so amazing. Honestly, bravo to you. That's so awesome. So when did you start like touring and, you know, really going out of like your designated area? First of all, tell us even where you're from and when you started doing all of that as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's crazy how this all happens, because I never wanted to be a psychic. I never wanted to be a medium.
It just kind of happened, yeah.
Yeah, it did. And you know, because I was pushing it away for quite some time when I was younger, I missed my calling a little bit. I didn't realize that this wasn't a gift or ability that I could use. I wasn't familiar with psychics. I didn't even know it was a career choice or a career option. I wanted to be an EMT, and I fulfilled that dream and that career, and I worked at the World Trade Center in Boston for the Security Operations Department as an EMT, and I wanted to become a paramedic. And literally during that time frame, it was amazing, because when I started reading for close friends and family members, heaven really led me on this other journey, where it started reading for close friends and family members. Then next thing you know, their friends and family found out about me and said, hey, you know, can you come to my house? You know, I want to have a house party. And I started doing it that way. And then from there, you know, all of a sudden calls were coming in from all over the country. And then next thing you know, all over the world. And I was asked to be on, you know, Fox News and CBS Radio and NBC News. The next thing you know, having to travel the country because there were so many fans reaching out. And still to this day, that's how it works, is that we'll get so many emails from a place like California or Vegas or, you know, Chicago, where people are like, hey, Matt, you know, you really need to come out here. There's so many people who need you out here. And it's like the emails just keep coming in and coming in and coming in. And then we're like, all right, let's book it.
Right.
So I have a really great team behind me as well that, you know, all kind of found me. And they're like, you know, we want to help you. We see what the work that you're doing. So I started traveling and visiting other states, and now even different parts of the world. I just got asked to do an Australia tour.
Amazing.
Which is absolutely mind-blowing, and a cruise with Holland America. So it's amazing that I feel like Kevin is helping me to find and help the people that
need
to hear the message of healing.
Totally. Yeah. No, that's so awesome. So are you originally from the New England area?
So I was born and raised in Cranston, Rhode Island.
Awesome.
Which is like the smallest state and like the smallest city. It's hysterical because when you're from Cranston, anything that's 10 minutes away is like way too far away. And it's funny because, you know, the secret is that I really don't like traveling. I don't like going to different places or whatever, because I am a Cranston boy. I am a Rhode Island boy. You know, I was born and raised there. It's the smallest state, with tons of Italians, very, very family-oriented. And I lived there for a while, and then moved to Boston in my high school years. And now I'm back living in Rhode Island, and I love it. I live between Rhode Island and Florida when I'm not on tour, and it's amazing.
That is amazing. Living the dream, my friend. It sounds amazing. So tell us because so many people have different perspectives of what a psychic is. Like, explain to us what your definition of a psychic is and how you differentiate what a psychic medium is, what you specialize in.
You know, I'm really glad that you brought this up because, you know, over the years, the term psychic has changed. We went from fortune teller to card reader to medium to spiritual medium to psychic medium to spiritual advisor. I mean, it's crazy the amount of terms that they use. But the way that I think of it is that I'm just a regular, ordinary person who just so happens to see and hear people who had passed on. I don't, you know, define it as something as being, you know, a certain phrase. I know today, in today's world, people prefer to use the term psychic medium, because if you break down the terms, basically a medium is also psychic, but a psychic's not always a medium. A psychic is somebody who can make predictions, but they don't know how they're getting that information or where that information is coming from. Maybe it's coming from cards, maybe it's coming from meditations, maybe it's coming from, you know, divining or different tools, where a medium communicates with those on the other side. So, for example, the way that I make predictions is that I rely on your loved one that had passed to tell me things about your life. So when I'm making a prediction for somebody, or I'm seeing something for someone, so, for example, if a client comes to me and says, I'm going through a divorce, you know, do you see me being able to keep my kids? The way that I get that answer is I'm not just pulling it out of the air. I'm asking that person's departed father, mother, sister, brother, whoever it is that they had lost, you know, I'll channel them and I'll ask them, okay, you know, your daughter's going through a hard time right now. What's going to end up happening? Is there any advice you can give them? Is there anything that you can say to her to help her through this? And the other side will provide those answers to give that person the clarity and the tools that they need to make good life decisions and to overcome it in the best way possible.
Amazing. So when you do like your group sessions, like when you're traveling and doing these tours, there's so many people in a room. Like how does that energy, like how do you know what energy to pick up from?
So I'm different than any other medium. I'm sure you've been to mediums where you've been in a large crowd and you've been to a theater and the medium will sit up on stage and be like, oh, I have a John that's coming through. Or I have a Tony that's coming through, or an Anthony or a Fred or whatever name that they pull out. And then, you know, obviously people in the audience will raise their hand and they do it that way. I find that to be a waste of time, to be honest with you. And I find it very vague. So I choose to do my events differently. You know, I try to limit them right now to 300. So all of my events are kept to about 300 in a crowd, and that's why they sell out so quickly. And literally, it's 2 hours of audience engagement, where I'll do a brief introduction about my life, and then for 2 hours, I go from person to person to person, and I read as many people as I possibly can.
Wow.
So when I walk out into the audience, it's like walking out into, you know, a funeral home, because not only are the living people there, but I'm actually seeing dead people. So I'll, like, you know, they'll wave me over to a person. For example, like, I'll point to a woman and be like, oh, your son's behind you. He's pulling me over to speak to you. This is what he has to say. Or I'll point to another woman who's sitting in the back and be like, you know, your father's coming through. This is the message he has for you. So it's really amazing, because spirit is the one that does the choosing, not me. And what's really incredible is the fact that it doesn't matter where you sit. Like, there's some people who rush to the front row or rush to the middle row or rush to an aisle, but it doesn't matter, because if there's a message for you, your loved one will find you.
Right.
And here's the other thing, Jacqueline, is, you know, when you come to a medium, there has to be a message there that has to be delivered. If your loved one, like, let's say there's nothing going on in your life, well, your grandmother's not going to come through just to talk about the sofa set. You know, there has to be something meaningful. And that's the reason why they channel, is that they'll come to a mother who lost her son, who needs to know that he's okay, because there was questions over whether it was suicide or whether it was an overdose, rather than a grandmother who you're completely at peace with. You know she's okay. You know she's in a good place, and there's nothing unresolved that she needs to come through with, because you're already living your best life. You see what I mean?
Totally. This is really interesting information. I'm fascinated.
It is, because, you know, a lot of people don't understand that. Like, you know, they don't understand how a group reading works or how things work. And for a medium or a psychic to be able to deliver a message, there has to be a message to deliver. It's literally like the postal system, just, you know, in a divine way. So, you know, the postal office, UPS only comes to your house if there's something that they have to deliver.
Right. I love that analogy. That is so true. So cool.
Well, that's me. I have more stories on Walt Disney. You know, doing this.
I'm sure you do. And what I find, like, even what I said from the beginning, is that you're so young to share this, and it's really inspiring that you opened up young, like, not feeling afraid to share, you know, because I feel like sometimes from, you know, meeting a lot of people in my industry, like, I've met psychics that waited till later in life to come out and talk about it because they didn't understand the messages.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? That's the same thing that happened with my grandmother. And it's sad, because I feel like I'm being able to deliver the messages that my grandmother never could here in this world. Because when my grandmother was alive.
See, that's part of your purpose. Know? Totally.
Yeah.
I love it. So how do you separate? Because obviously you're taking in energy and you're seeing things. Like, how do you separate your regular life from your business?
Oh, I don't. You know, the spirit world is always talking to me, but the good news is that I'm always here to listen. That's my job.
So that's good.
So it's just like when you're a nurse, you know, you might check out of the hospital, but you know, if a kid falls out in front of you, you're gonna run over there and help them, and you're always gonna be on guard. You're always gonna be alert.
Good
if you're
point.
A therapist and you check out of work, and you know, someone's crying and you know, on the sidewalk, you're gonna sit down and ask them what's wrong. It's the same thing with me, just with dead people. So, you know, instead of stopping and talking to the living, I'm basically assisting the deceased, you know, get their messages to the people here in this world.
Right.
And they are pretty respectful. You know, it's not something, you know, I'm always hearing and feeling them and sensing them, but really they will only use me to communicate if there's something, an urgent message that has to be delivered. So if I'm out eating or at a restaurant, you know, I'm not bothered too much unless there's a son that's there or somebody who passed tragically or, you know, a mother or a father who really needs to get a message to their family member. You know, they'll interrupt me at dinner and ask me to go and deliver a message or to deliver something to a person who had passed.
Wow. I find it so inspiring.
Well,
right. Truly amazing. Are you able to read? Well, also because you said your mom has the same abilities as you, but like your people in your immediate family and your close friends, are you able to read them the same way, even with yourself?
So, yeah, absolutely. Like, for example, when my mom first was diagnosed with cancer, actually even before she was diagnosed, and it was actually, you know, she used to go in for mammograms every year, you know, to check for breast cancer because that was something that my grandmother had and, it, you know, ran in the family. And a couple of times, you know, the results came back and they were like, oh, you know, when it comes back, it's like inconclusive. So she'd have to go and do it again. So in past years, it was fine. She went in, she got it taken care of, and, you know, there was nothing to worry about. But this last time, I think it was 2 years ago, she went in and, you know, they gave her a phone call and she called me up. She's like, oh, she's like, my, you know, my test results came back inconclusive again. And this time when she said it to me, there was a red flag and I immediately saw my grandmother and she told me that my mom did indeed have breast cancer. And when she was going in for the second scan, that they would find it and discover it, but it was okay because, you know, it was going to be able to be, it was fixable was the word or treatable was the word that my grandmother had told me.
Wow.
So of course I passed that information over to my mom. And, you know, she was upset at first to hear that and to hear that she did indeed have breast cancer. But she went in for the scan and you know, the doctors had told her that. But it was okay because she knew she was going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hearing that information before the doctors told her, before the nurses told her, to hear that my grandmother came through and told me that, it was amazing because it showed her that she didn't have to worry.
Wow. So, like, really inspiring, and I really give you so much credit for what you do. It's so inspiring. That's like my word of the day, I guess. I love that word. So
I absolutely love doing this work. You know, it's amazing. I feel so blessed to meet so many people, to hear their stories and to be a part of that healing process. It's amazing how so many people come to my events and they're nervous and they're upset and they're scared, but they walk away a different person. They walk away feeling healed. They walk in a ball of nerves and they leave feeling so relaxed because they know their loved one is at peace. They know that their loved one is okay. And more importantly, they're able to move forward and start living their life again. And that's what it's all about.
Right. So, wow, I'm excited because I'm actually going to one with you and when you're in Burlington, Mass. So I'm excited about that. So,
oh, perfect. I can't wait for you to be there.
I know. I'm really excited to do the whole experience. This will be my first show with you. So I'm very excited for you to run the show and for me to like experience that. That's going to be so awesome. So my next question is if somebody was interested in doing a reading with you, I know you're booked like way in advance, but how does that even work? And what is this session even like a one-on-one session with you?
You know, that's a really good question. So right now I'm actually not taking any new clients because I am booked almost 2 years for private sessions.
Wow.
But people can actually go to my website, meetmattfraser.com. And if you click on the readings tab, you can actually sign on to the waiting list. So that this way, when sessions open up, you'll be the first person that's emailed and you'll be the first person to find out about it. Because to book someone 2 years in advance, it's you know, it's unfair because you don't know where you're going to be. You don't know if the time slot will be changed. You know, it just gets a little bit crazy. All of my readings are done by phone or by Skype because, believe it or not, 90% of my readings are not from New England. I have so many clients from different parts of the country and, more importantly, the world. You know, a lot of times I'll be on the phone call to Indiana and the next thing you know, be on a Skype call to Japan or to China or to Ireland. You know, my client base has really grown to be being worldwide. So to save time and to have better time management, especially in today, I found that Skype and by phone is so much better because people can relax. They don't have to worry about rushing to an appointment. They can connect with me right from their home computer or right from their living room. You know, whether you have Facebook, an iPad, an iPhone or a computer, you know, there's a way to connect or reach out. And the best part, too, is people always feel like they have to be in front of a medium to get a good reading. And that's the farthest from the truth. You know, to be honest with you, if someone says to you, oh, you need to come in for me to read you, then they're really not a psychic. They're looking at you. They're looking for clues. They're looking for, you know, different facial expressions. They're reading you. They're not connecting with a loved one on the other side. I personally prefer to do it just by phone because when I'm reading or connecting with somebody, I don't need to be physically there with a person, just like when I do readings on radio, because spirit is everywhere and anywhere. So a lot of times when I'm doing these readings or I'm connecting with somebody, I just have my eyes closed and I'm listening to the messages that those in spirit are telling me. And the least distractions are better. So for me, I think the best readings that I do is by phone with somebody.
Interesting. Wow, I never would have known these things. I'm so glad you're sharing these stories, like of things really to think about when it comes to readings. So when you do your reading, how long is it like for a one-on-one session? What is that like?
So for my readings, it's normally 45 minutes to an hour, but it all depends on how much is going on in your life, how many things are happening, what's taking place. You know, if you're somebody who doesn't leave your house all day and you don't drive and you kind of stay in your house all day long and you don't have any kids and you're just alone, you know, there's not really much to go over in your life or your session might not be all that that time consuming. But for somebody who has kids, who has a husband, who's married, who's, you know, starting a business, who's working two jobs, who's, you know, got all these things that are going on, you know, their reading is probably going to take an hour, sometimes even longer, because it all depends on how much is going on in your life, how many things that are happening, and more importantly, how many people you've lost as well. Mm-hmm. Because multiple souls can come through in a reading. If you just lost a brother, you know, it might take about, 45 minutes to an hour. But if you lost a brother, a mother, a father, that reading might go over the hour because there's a lot of messages that they have to deliver because those in spirit say different things. So you might receive a message from your brother that says one thing, but connects with your mom and she wants to talk about something else.
Right. I have such a random question to ask you, but it kind of came to me. So I'm so curious to ask you this, but if somebody like just passes away, like recently, right? Let's say that it just happens. How soon can you pick up their like messages? Like if somebody came to you for a session and they're, you know, somebody passed close to them, like within the week.
So I hear this question all the time, and I actually just wrote a blog about this because, you know, it's something that needs to be talked about. So the way that it works is that when you first go to the other side and when you first pass over, nobody leaves this world alone. So when you first go to the other side is when you're meeting all your friends that have passed, family members that have passed, pets that have passed, you name it, they're there. It's like a big family reunion on the other side. But it normally takes about a year for somebody who has passed to connect with a psychic or a medium. Not all the time. I mean, I've had times when somebody has come through the same day that they passed, but it depends on that person's personality and more importantly about who they're meeting on the other side. There's a lot that goes into it. But I always tell my clients to wait a year because one, you have to be in a good place.
Right.
Two, the person on the other side, when you get to heaven, you have to learn how to channel and communicate. And three, they have to build enough energy to come through. It's important to remember that the way that you're learning to communicate with your loved ones after they have passed on, they're also learning ways to communicate and reach you and speak to you. So it's normal that when someone passes, you know, people will call the day of or the day after or the week after and say, you know, I want to connect with my mom, my dad, my sister, my brother. But it's just too soon. I mean, what is there for them to really tell you? They just made it to the other side. They're just going through this transition period. There's not many messages that are there. So your reading is going to be short. You know, sometimes I'll connect with them and they might validate that they're okay. They might validate that they're at peace. A lot of times the souls that come through really, really early, like, you know, in a week or so after their passing, are normally the souls that have left in tragic ways. Maybe they were murdered. Maybe they were found dead. Maybe they, you know, passed unexpectedly. And there were so many questions that we have over why they died, how this had happened. So they want to come through early to give their family that insight or that knowledge. But normally, it's, I would say, wait a year's time. There have been other psychics who have said, oh, I can channel your loved ones, you know, right away, right within the same week. And, you know, clients have gone to them and they left feeling unfulfilled. And that's not what I want. I don't want anyone to come to me and receive a vague or a general reading. I want them to come to me and connect with a loved one and leave saying, oh my God, that was the most amazing experience. I know for certain that my brother's there. I know my mom's there. I know that my son is okay. And more importantly, I know that I can live life again, because that's what it's all about.
Right. And that's probably such a rewarding part of your job, right?
It is. I mean, I always make my clients wait a year's time, because mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I'm not after someone's money. I'm after them receiving a healing experience.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm not about getting them in right away. I'm about them waiting and, you know, connecting at a time where they can have a full reading that brings them healing and peace. Because at the end of the day, if you have a psychic reading and you leave with more questions, then it's not worth it to you. It didn't bring you the healing that it needed to.
Right. Wow, Matt, I'm so like inspired by you. This was so amazing. So tell everybody how they can get in touch with you through all your social media channels. And then once again, tell them your website. That would be so awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So the best thing about me is that you don't have to be dead to find me. I do talk to living people too. So you can find me on my website, which is meetmattfrazier.com. I'm also on YouTube, where you can just look up Matt Frazier psychic videos. Or you can also join me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the different grams. I'm on all of them. And the best part is that it is really me. I try my hardest to, you know, reach out and connect through comments with a lot of my fans and my followers. And I love being online with all of my followers and connecting with them and speaking with them. And more importantly, posting inspirational ways for them to connect with their loved ones on their own without a medium and receive messages themselves.
Right. And you're also touring. So tell us like your upcoming shows.
Oh my God, there's so many I can't even think.
Well, just tell us over like the next like few weeks. Yeah, just over the next few weeks.
I can't even think of the next 2 weeks.
I know.
Every day I look at the schedule, I don't even know where I'm going, but I can tell you. I'll tell you the states. I'm coming from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Illinois, California, Arizona, Florida. So any of the Texas, any of those places, they can come and they can meet me and be part of a group experience. And for those who are listening in on today's podcast as well, I'd like to let them know that if you're receiving signs from your loved one, maybe you're seeing 1111, or you keep getting signs or symbols from your loved ones. Maybe you feel them, sense them, you've been dreaming about them. I have a free audio download or an audio course that they can actually get on meetmattfrazier.com. If they go there, they can download it for free. It's called Communicating with Heaven. And it teaches you the ways that your loved ones are using to reach you, how you can connect with them, and how you can discover the messages for yourself. So that's available on my website for free. You can download it anytime. It's right on the homepage. Just scroll down to where it says Communicating with Heaven.
Love it. I'm going to check it out myself. So I think it sounds amazing.
Oh, you will love it.
Yeah, I totally will.
So many times you might think things are coincidences. But it's amazing because coincidences are just another way that our loved ones use to reach us. So I came up with this program just to show people that pay attention more, because sometimes the things that you think are coincidences are just a very special message from heaven. Because so many of my clients have come to me and said, you know, that can't possibly be my brother, or that can't possibly be my mom. And it's important that you think again, because spirit has a way of reaching you and getting your attention, but you just have to be open to it. So I wanted to share that with some of the listeners for today's podcast as well. And I want to thank you so much for having me on and for sharing me with your community.
Same. You know, you had my wheels turning when you were talking about numbers. So I have to ask you this before we end the show. But I'm such a, like, I always look at numbers. 1111 is one I always see all the time. I mean, outside of, you know, like Make-A-Wish, like I actually have been seeing that a lot. So maybe that was meant to be told to me. I don't know. But also I see like 333, like all of those. So all of those represent different things, like different, they have different meanings. Is that what you're saying?
First of all, yeah, absolutely. First of all, you have a grandfather that's around you that passed.
Yes.
That's really strong around you when I'm connecting. Because the whole time I'm connecting with you, I'm hearing your grandfather here. That's telling me that you are his little girl here in the physical world.
So cute.
And he's, And he's the one who sends you a lot of those numbers. But what I can tell you is that, you know, Spirit uses numbers for a couple of different ways. When somebody first passes, there's almost like a definite way that they use to reach us. And there's a certain order that they start to communicate with us. It first starts with waking up the same time every night, whether it's 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, 3:15, 3:33, every night. And you're like, why does this keep happening? And then the next thing is number repetitions, where you keep seeing 4:44.
Totally.
Or 11:11, right. Or numbers like that.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then after that becomes the unexplainable. So then once they start reaching you in that way, then you start to see things that are unexplainable, where you see somebody that looks exactly like your loved one and you think it's them walking down the mall. Or all of a sudden you start to go and like the TV will turn on by itself, or the lights will start to flicker. And then from there, it's when the messages start coming, where you start to see some of the signs. So you start to see butterflies that, you know, come out of nowhere, or cardinals that follow you around, or, you know, something that was specific to that loved one. And then from there, you'll actually start dreaming of them or hearing from them. So there's this whole, you know, format of a way that they reach you or connect with you or communicate with you. They're just looking for us to be more aware.
Wow. I love it. Matt, that was so awesome. Because I really feel like that spoke to me very personally. That was really nice.
And when you feel it, that's how you know it's real.
It's true. So when you see them in your dreams, like when you see people that have passed on in your dreams and they have conversations with you, not that they're legit. I mean, are they real is my first question.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, there are some dreams that are wishful thinking. I mean, if you have your mother chasing you in the middle of the night with a baseball bat or something in a dream, you know, chances are that's just your fear or your anxiety coming through. You
right.
know, thinking your mom is so mad at you.
Right.
But it's those really vivid, unbelievable dreams where you feel like you can reach out and touch your loved one. The dreams that you get where you had, you know, your mom that had passed, and you have a dream of you going up and hugging her. Maybe she doesn't say anything. Maybe you don't actually have a spoken conversation, but you see her there. You know that you're in her presence. You're looking at her. Those types of dreams are real. They're spirit visitations. It's your loved one coming back to show you that there's no illness, that they are at peace, and more importantly, that they're still just a thought away.
Wow. And what about animals? Is that the same kind of thing, too, if you have animals that passed on, too?
Absolutely, yeah. They come through in dreams. And, you know, a lot of times our animals that are living can see our animals in spirit as well.
Interesting. Wow. Wow. I feel like I could talk about this with you for hours. This is, like, such cool stuff. I'm so inspired by you, really.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's one of the reasons why people, I feel, come back to the group readings as well. Everybody walks away with something. So even if your loved one doesn't come through the first time you come to a group reading, or you connect at a group reading, you walk away with hearing these stories and learning how your loved ones are using to connect with you and reach you. And when you see somebody that has gone through the same life experience that you have, just like when you were saying, oh, I can connect with that, I can connect with all those things, you start to do that in the room, and you start to see that heaven isn't a faraway place. It's a place that you carry within your heart, and it's a place where, you know, your loved ones are at, and it doesn't become so scary after that.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like, it doesn't feel scary when you feel comfort with it.
Absolutely.
So cool, Matt. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. What a great episode. Seriously. I'm so grateful.
It was great being on with you, and I'm so thankful for you for having me on and sharing me with your community, and also for everybody who's tuning in.
Yeah, same. I want to ask you 3 fun questions, because this was like a really inspiring show, but I want people to get to know you outside of, like, you know, what your career is. So tell us what your guilty TV pleasure is. What do you enjoy in your free time?
Oh, my God. So my guilty TV pleasure, and it's basically anything on Netflix, but one, I love Money Heist. I am absolutely obsessed with that. So I'm waiting for season 2 to come out. I'm at the edge of my seat. I am a huge Survivor fan. I absolutely love Survivor. And, of course, because I was an EMT, I love Nurse Jackie.
Oh, my God. That's a really cute show. Super cool show. Love that one. I don't think I've heard of Money Geist. You said it's called Money Geist?
No, Money Heist.
Money Heist.
Oh, my God, it had me at the edge of my seat.
What is it about?
It's about bank robbers robbing a bank. And it was filmed in Spain, and it was transcribed into English But I started watching it, and I was like, oh, my God. I love anything that's thrillers or anything that keeps my mind off of things, because when you speak to dead people all day, you need something that keeps your
attention.
Totally. And this show definitely does.
I even think outside of talking to dead people, people just need to shut off at some point, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Love it. I'm going to have to look into that stuff. I love all those things. Okay, so my next question is what is something you have to do in your daily routine?
What is something I have to do in my daily routine?
Mm-hmm.
So what I have to do is my coffee. I mean, every morning I have to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Psychics run on Dunkin', or at least this one does. So every morning I'm dragging ass to Dunkin' Donuts before I get into any client reading, you know, to go and get my medium iced coffee with cream and sugar.
Love it. I was going to ask, what's your go-to coffee? Do you get flavored coffee, or is it just black coffee?
Hazelnut. No. It's going to be hazelnut. I'm so weird. I'm such a weird person. So if I get iced coffee, it has to have cream and sugar in it, and it has to be hazelnut. But if I'm drinking it hot, it just has to be black.
I love it.
It's just the way it is.
Right. So true. Cool stuff. And then who is somebody you really admire in the spiritual world, and why?
You know, that's a really great question. The person that I admire most in the spiritual world has to be Tony Robbins. You know, I love the fact of what he's done with his life, what he's done with his career, his teachings. He's so motivational and he's so inspiring to so many people. It's amazing how he helps people to rebuild their lives from the bottom up. And more importantly, that he's been so well-rounded. He's seen it all. And I love the hope he gives people, the inspiration he continues to give people, and more importantly, about how down-to-earth he is.
Right.
I like to see people who are down-to-earth, who are who are like the impractical helper. You know, there's somebody who you really wouldn't think as being a counselor or a doctor or you know, they kind of don't fit the mold, but yet they're so inspirational and they help people in their own way. And I think that he's so authentic and he's so inspiring to so many people. It gives people hope. So he has to be like my number one spiritual favorite.
I love it. Have you ever done any stuff with him? Like, have you ever gone to any of his things?
To be honest with you, no, I haven't. I mean, I've read some of his books. I've seen, I've obviously watched, you know, some of his videos. He's a spiritual leader. He's a spiritual entrepreneur. And that's something that I really admire about him, because he was really one of the spiritual pioneers when people weren't coming out or talking about spirituality or really, you know, he really paved the pathway to motivational speaking and inspiring people. And
it's
really respect him for that.
Yeah. Good person. I really admire him too. I admire what you're doing too. So you should be really proud of that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh my God. So fun. I know I kept rambling on about questions, but I just had to ask you more because you're really inspiring and had such good stuff to share. So thanks again so much, Matt, for coming on today. It was awesome.
You're very welcome. It was nice meeting you.
Likewise. I'm excited to see you in Burlington. It's going to be so fun.
Sounds good. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Next on Scene. Be sure to follow Matt Fraser on all of his social channels. Check out his website at meetmattfraser.com and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.